In honor of Hanukkah, the Sfas Emes says, I think it's Tafresh and Zion. He's one of the earlier sources I found. I mean, not to be so early. Hanukkah is a special celebration of Tor Sheba'al Peh. I think that's become very mekubal nowadays. Even one of the big mysteries of Hanukkah is, this is an Indian in and of itself, which is not philosophical, which is why is so much of Hanukkah, why is Hanukkah not in Tanakh? That there's a very good technical answer to, and that it happened in the wrong century. Is it coincidence that Hanukkah is not in Tanakh? And not only is it not in Tanakh, why is Hanukkah left out of the Mishnah almost entirely? Which there are a few more colorful answers to, but not only left out of Tanakh, which is more understandable, but not coincidental. It's left out of the Mishnah. And even besides that, so many parts of Hanukkah are left out of so many texts. So like, for example, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen is left out of the Al HaNisim and out of the original version of Megillas Tainis. And, Hanukkah is one big chag of things not being written where they should be. So Shlomo Zalman, they quote, answered some of these questions by saying, because Hanukkah is a special celebration of Torah Sheba'al Peh, therefore, even if there's a heter, therefore, it's obviously the only chag not in Torah Shebechsav, and even if there's a heter to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh in the Mishnah, you can't put Hanukkah in there more than, as a total side point. And therefore, the Yesod of Hanukkah nonetheless has to ring Baal Peh and doesn't get written down till, the later stages, the last chance of writing on Torah Sheba'al Peh. So perhaps there's some special connection between Hanukkah and Torah Sheba'al Peh. And therefore, today would be an appropriate day to discuss the question of what is the nature and function of Torah Sheba'al Peh. I'm just going to run through some of these, of course, because they're pretty famous. Number one, Marmir Lazar, is just a few gemaras that discuss the relation between Torah Sheba'al Peh and Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah rov b'chzav amir al peh, shenemer echdol rubi torasik mozar nechshavu. That rov is b'chzav according to Rav Lazar. Yochanemer rov al peh amir b'chzav, shenemer ki al pi al dvarim ha'ilu. The ikar is al peh. V'idech namik siv echshav lo rubi torasik, how asmui kama asma. Echdol rubi torasik, alok mozar nechshavu. We'll come back to that line. V'idech namik siv ki al pi al dvarim ha'ilu. Hamishim tkifin lim yomri inhu. Okay, this ikar here is the second paragraph. Darth rehudu rachmani mitur b'moni, d'rish lakish. Ksiv ksov l'chasad varm ha'ilo, ksiv ki al pi al dvarim ha'ilo. Second paragraph of one. Haketzad, Tvarim shebichsav yitarash el omran al peh, Tvarim shebichsav yitarash el omran bichsav. Right, we see there's a kpeda on bichsav and a kpeda on baal peh. So therefore, Tvarim shebichsav is usher to memorize, and Tvarim shebaal peh is usher to write down. That's where we see that al pi halacha, Tvarim shebichsav has its own integrity, Tvarim shebaal peh has its own integrity, and Tvarim shebaal peh, at least was originally supposed to remain baal peh. So different drush that you're not allowed to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh. Rabbi Yochanan lo karsan kadosh baruch hu bristi mishol shol dvarim Sheba'al Peh shenemar ki al piyad b'mar eilo karati chav bristi yis Yisrael. So we see the number from the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach and Beis that Torah Sheba'al Peh has its own integrity. It's supposed to be Baal Peh, but even though it's not written, somehow it is an ikar krisas bris. Historically, why do we have written Torah Sheba'al Peh? So Rashi says, Dvarim Sheba'al Peh to Rashi L'Kosvan, number two, Mikana T'lamish Al-Tamil O'Nitin L'Kosvan, El Nei Sh'atar Mishnah Kachas. Rashi assumes that the fact that we have written down Mishnah and Gemara is only a bidiyaved, because otherwise it would have been forgotten entirely. He L'Chor is based on the Gemara, one Amud earlier, number three, in Gittin Samach Amun Aleph, to Rabbi Yochanan Yishlach Shema'ayim B'Sifra Dagadta B'Shabsa. They read written down a gados, while no nitin lekasev, al hatzasa to write them. Ella came to efsher islas l'shem efir tor secha. Since it's lo efsher, it would have been impossible to remember the gados for some historical reason. I mean, not hard, the persecution at that time. They had trouble preserving the Torah Sheba'al Peh, so they had to write it down. This is where we get the idea. It doesn't say this mefurish in Shas that Rebbe only wrote the Mishnah because of islas l'shem efir tor secha. But if you put two and two together, Rabbi Yochanan Yishlakish says that the only reason you're allowed to write a little book of Agados is because of Eis Lasol Shem Efir Tor Secha. And Rashi points out that the only reason we have any of our Shas is because it was absolutely necessary. So that's why the Rambam writes, now I've done the pair of Mishnah Torah and everyone learned in kindergarten, Rabbi only wrote down Torah Sheba'al Peh because of Eis Lasol Shem Efir Tor Secha, but it was supposed to be Baal Peh. Okay, now we know this Torah Sheba'al Peh, Torah Sheba'al Peh. The obvious question is, this is famous as the Smag Nitzak Dama, but he's really just quoting Chazal's. Why is it necessary for there to be Torah Shebech Tzav and Torah Shebal Peh? And the Chor Torah Shebech Tzav makes more sense. Meaning Torah Shebech Tzav can be preserved very well, can be transmitted, you know, it's a right to write the words of the Torah, and that's, you know, that's what it mentions many times in the Chumash, the Luchos Rebech Tzav, and then at the end of the Chumash, Moshe gave a Torah Shebech Tzav, the full text to the Levium and to all the Zikne Israel. Why do we need Torah Shebal Peh? Why can't we just have Torah Shebech Tzav? I don't mean why can't we just have the Chumash and leave out all the other important parts. Why can't we just have a bigger Chumash that includes the whole Torah? And there are a couple of answers to this. There are a couple of famous answers to this. One is, anyone, what's a famous answer? Why couldn't everything be Bechsav? Anyone remember the Smag's two famous answers? Why do we need Torah Shebal Peh? What's wrong with just having Bechsav? So, if you look, the Smag is Mitzayin 2, number 4, two answers he made famous. Darash Rabba, my desib yosum mehema bni hizahir aso svarim harbe. What does it mean to go hell last? Be careful not to make too many svarim. Bni hizar b'divrei sofrim. First, yosum mehema bni hizahir. Hizar b'divrei sofrim, yosum b'divrei Torah. It's not so clear what divrei sofrim means here. Does it mean Torah shebal peh, like the things that are from Hashem? Or does it mean like new dinim derabbanan made? But if we assume that we can, you know, put those all into one general category, saying you have to be more careful with Divrei Sofrim than the Torah. Why? Should Divrei Sofrim Yishma HaSevel Osasa? Divrei Sofrim Kalover, Divrei Sofrim Chayiv Misa. Right? Some of there's more chumra to violate Divrei Sofrim than the Torah, not in the strict technical halachic sense. We all know doing an Isidor Abanan is less chumra than doing an Isidor Raisa. Doing something based on the violating the Isidor Torah Shal Peh is not more chumra than violating the Isidor Torah Shal Chsav. We discussed some of it in Yuvamos, that maybe it's less chumra. But he means that if you violate the Torah, you violate a technical commandment. If you violate the words of the Sofrim in a way that you're denying their authority, then that's Poritz Geder Yishtanu Nachash, then you're denying the structure of the Masorah of Yadus, and your Chayiv Misa. Shema Tormi Yishma Mamashim L'Nechtivu. Here's the question. If they're so important, right, if they're substantive, why weren't they written? Why do we need Torah Shabbat Peh? Why not just write everything? After all, nowadays, right? You go into Beis Medrash, and they wrote everything. So why couldn't Hashem have done that, right? L'chora Hashem is at least as smart as Rav Neubert. So instead of having all these drushes and this and that, so he could have put out the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa. So it says, Omakra Asos Farm Harbi in Kates. It would have been too many books. It would have been too long. And that's likewise found in the Medrash by Midrash Rabbah. As we know in the Medrash Rabbahs, they're all written at different times. But Midrash Rabbah happens to be a much later Midrash Rabbah. Bereishis Rabbah is a very early Midrash Rabbah. But Midrash Rabbah is a late Midrash Rabbah. But it says Darash Rabbah, right? But it's quoting Rav's Drasha, Amar of Abba, Sadidunya, Im Yomel Chodin Lomel Nichlu Chsav Dere Sofrim. Why aren't the Torah Shebal Peh written Bechsav, Kshem Shenit and Dibrei Torah, like the Chumash is? Amar Lo Fishi, Afshar Lichlu Gadu Reim, it's too much. Hado de tema biyos me ibn Yizar, ma me hema, ma nechnes of God. In basa licht of divrei sofrim, lama she'ilu basa licht of rem, ain kates vasof lidvarim, laso svarim, hado de tema, so svarim harbi ain kates. Medrash Rabbah likewise quotes that you can't write down the Torah Shebal Peh because it would be too much, it would be an endless, infinite amount of svarim. This is the first answer, which is that it would be too long or too much. Too much to write. Divrei Sofrim would be too much to write. Yeah.
Why is that a limitation?
Why is that a limitation? Because Hashem can't give us an infinite... I mean, Hashem can write an infinite number of books, maybe. That gets really philosophical. But he can't give it to us, right? How are we supposed to receive an infinite number of books, Ain Kate?
So what exactly Rebbe accomplished by writing
it? Right. So, of course, this becomes... So the answer is obviously Rebbe didn't do a complete job. Right, now this of course becomes a little tricky, because what do you mean in Kates? Meaning, nowadays everything is in our base Medrash 80 times, right? And even if you took for our base Medrash, so it's not just a Chashuv library, take a big library, you know? It's not in Kates. You get all through a certain amount of Svarim, right? And 99% of those Svarim are because, like, we have Machlokas, etc. If it had all been written, would have been much smaller. So it's not so Pashut. Al Pi Pshuto, this answer, I don't think, makes so much sense. Because it's really so long? Whatever Hashem told Moshe Bal Peh, he could have written. And whatever they have in the Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, they could have written. And it would be much shorter. So it would have been less confusing.
But that's only because we don't know most of it, even with a lot of books. There's quotes for quotes. Tile Tilem Shalala.
Ah, okay. That is a good horror. We'll come back to that. Okay. Let's look at the second answer, this quotes. Number six. This is from Bemidbar Rabbah, and it's based on, it's not the way Rashi reads it, but in this Bavli we started with the number one. It said something about Kmo Zar Nech Shavu. Right? You'll be like a Zar. So what does that mean? Now, it's not clear. It's a big machlok shoshonim what that means. But let's see what the Bemidbar Rabbah does within six. L'zevach HaShlam Bakar Shnayim Shana'a Inyana Diyoma. Right? What's the Bakar Shnayim? So I think Rashi says, right? If you recall Rashi, he says, what does Rashi say the Bakar Shnayim is for? The two luchos, right? That's Rashi and Chumash. Check it out. I think. Shenasan, but this one, Midrash Rabbah says, no, Shenasan goes to take Torah. It's the two parts of the Torah. Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebalpeh, Nuslam Torah Shebachsav, Shishvatariyah mitzvos, Kedilamalo mitzvos lakosam, Gim Torah Shebachsav with 613 mitzvos to fill them up with mitzvos, give them Zachuyo. Shenamar, Shem Chafetz, Mansitko, Yagdol Torah, Vyadr. Nuslam Torah Shebalpeh, Liosm Tsuyana, Babishar Umos. It's an interesting Kiddush. Torah Shebachsav is to give you 613 mitzvos to have the Zachus of doing all the mitzvos. All right, so let's. Those are shlach. What's missing? What in Torah Shval Peh? Torah Shval Peh is to be mitzuyanim ishar ha'umos, to make the Jews special and different than the other umos. Why isn't Torah Shival Sav good enough? I mean, keep 613 minutes of Torah Shival Sav, shouldn't that make us different enough? So he's speaking here historically. Right? Sh'al kach lo nitna b'chsav. Why was the Torah Shval Peh not given b'chsav? K'dei sh'lo yizayfua yishme'elim. I assume here that the yishme'elim is... Yeah, I assume here the Yishma'elim is a correction because of the censor, and it should be the Domim, it should be the Christians, right? That often happens. Like they publish in a Christian land, they have to write Yishma'elim whenever they're making fun of Christians because it's okay to make fun of Muslims.
Maybe I think I've seen a Medrash that actually had
it, not Yishma'elim. Okay, Gvaldik. So the Christian shouldn't, Yaziyoth, shouldn't be Mazayifit, shouldn't interpret it falsely, right? Basically, what do the Christians do? Anyone know what the Muslim philosophy taka? What do the Muslims do with the fact that the Chumash doesn't say what it says in the Quran? What do they do with the Chumash? What do the Muslims hold?
We corrupted it.
No, the Muslim a little, but the Muslims hold it wasn't just us. They hold up, but Muhammad was a better prophet. So why listen to Moses? Listen to Muhammad. Okay, so that's what the Muslims say. The Quran is better than the Chumash. What do the Christians say? Right, so they hold from the Chumash, the Muslims. But they hold the Quran is better. So what do the Christians say? The Christians say, no, the Chumash is given straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai. It's 100%, 1,000,000% emes. But the real meaning of the Chumash is Christianity. Right, that's what the Christians say. They explain how really all the Chumash really means Christianity. So what happened? Kishem she'asu Torah Shebachsav. What did the Christians do to the Torah Shebachsav? They're Mazayifit, they interpret it all to mean something else. V'yomer Shehem Yisrael. Right? And everyone knows that a basic, you know, that's in Vatican II, they abandoned this a little. But a basic belief of Christians that they are the true Israel, and we are not. Right? So what did the Christians do, basically? There was Torah Shebachsav, it was sitting there in a book. A book anyone could do whatever they want with. Right? So the Christians took the book, and they said, really, here is a remez, right? They took the whole book and they said, you think it means one thing, but really it says, after all, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. So that proves the Trinity. And they said, there's lots of places where it proves Yashka. And they said, really, all the mitzvahs mean, you know, the allegorical interpretation we're going to give them. And all the parts about Bnei Yisrael mean the Christians. All the people who accept Yashka. Because they could do that. Because a book, you could do whatever you want with the book. Right? And they... claimed they were the real Jews. So, Valzamar Kosov Echtel Ruby to Rasik Mozar Nech Shabu. That's how he interprets the Gemara in Gittin. That if Hashem had written down most of the Torah, we would end up being strangers because the Christians or other nations would come and take the whole Torah. Amar Kachrochim Echtel Shok Ruby to Rasik Zah Mishnah Shikidolim and Amek Rozar Nech Shabu. If he had written down the Mishnah also, written down the Gemara also, the Christians would have taken that also and interpreted that to mean Christianity and said they were the Jews. And there would have been nothing left to make us special. So Hashem gave it to Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh, the Christians can't steal and make whatever they want and make whatever they want out of. And therefore, that's what makes Am Yisrael that can't be stolen by the Goyim, makes Am Yisrael unique. That's the second answer. The Smag quotes this answer. This is the most famous mukkar about this. The Smag in the Hakdama number 7. V'yalki haTorah rab v'tzum v'oda sher ksav lo yechilena. The Torah is so big you can't write it down. Kosher amr dover l'kol tef l'ber isi keitz v'chavim sosech v'od. Right? There's an end to everything except for the mitzvahs, which are very wide. We're very broad. V'chein yishayim rach shem chayitz matzitor yagil tor v'yadir. Should always get greater. V'chein kosver gash baruch zikr na mitzvah kol tzer v'tor shem chsav. He just wrote a kitzer in Torah Shavuot Chsav. Upetronim, dictu kem, Torah Shavuot Peh, and the real meaning and the details in Torah Shavuot Peh. So one reason is, because it's too big. Right? That's reason one. V'otamach pirgit rabbi Eliezer, he pirgit rabbi Eliezer, same as this point of Rabbah. Neisharach has broken a suit in Umas Ha'olam Lichtov Esmer Bar Sfarim. He knew the Goyim would write down 24 books, right? They would have the Old Testament and the New Testament, right? Old Testament is actually not a politically correct term anymore, because it implies that, like, it's not as good as the new one. So that's why the politically correct people call it the Hebrew Bible. This is one case where I agree with the political correctness. We're not the Old Testament, we're the True Testament. Okay, I can't convince him of that. But Sheyesh, the Sefer Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, L'Hafkan from the Rol of Minos, they returned to Minos, Masr Simanim L'Osh Bal Peh, he gave Moshe the books and he gave him Simonim Bal Peh, the lowest kingdom in the Shemayim Lukasvan. And here's an interesting Ha'ara says the Smag. This is the Smag's adding. So why in the end do we write down Torah Shabbal Peh, says the Smag? He says, very clever. What's the whole reason for Torah Shabbal Peh? To show that we're the real Jews and not the other monotheistic religions. So therefore, when did they end up writing it down? Well, they wrote down the Mishnah after Christianity was already established. By the time they wrote down the Gemara, if you assume it wasn't by Rav Ashi, but it was a little later, in the tkuf we call the Savarim, that was after Islam was established. So therefore, he said, Min HaShemayim was all Bashkach HaPratis. Right? He says, V'lo eskim Min HaShemayim l'kosvan ad la'achsha amdu emunis edom v'yishmael pen yatikos amagoyim v'yafgos on the roll of Minas Moshe Asad Roshem Chsav. The only reason Hashem gave a heter to write Torah Shabbal Peh in the days of the Rebbe and in the days of the late Amorayim was because Christianity and Islam had already committed themselves to not believe in the Torah Shabbal Peh. So it's too late for them to adopt it and turn it into Sheker also. And therefore, we'd still be safe. L'asad lovo, yishal kash rochu mi'en banav, ne'esrom bi'en sefer Torah, v'om s'mi'en sefer Torah. Shem will ask in the asad lovo, okay, who's really served me? And will bring the sefer Torah? And the Christians also have their Bible, the Gideon Bibles, it also has the Torah. Elom shem banav, elom shem banav, kash rochu shalom, bi'esh la'simana shemasim sinai bal peh. Who has the secret code bal peh? Like the Siman of Rachel, right? Ask for the secret code. The Ein Mishia Desem Kim Yisrael, and only will know them. Zeh Shamar Kosve Echlo Ruvi Torasik Mozar Nech Shabbos. That's the second reason. The second reason is, so, the Goyim can't steal it.
Seems somewhat counterintuitive. If it would all be mefurish and clear, then it would probably be a lot more difficult to pervert.
Aha! So you're making a naive assumption, which the Rambam is about to deny also. These are the two answers of the Smag, both have Makor of Chazal. You're assuming that there's such thing as writing clearly. Right? You can write something and make it very clear, so that it's not open to interpretation anymore, right? That's what you're assuming. Now you can go and go to Bar-Ilan University, find Tamar Ross, argue with her about this, and you'll see, you'll lose, and she'll prove to you that you can actually not write anything so clearly that people can't misinterpret it. And I think most modern day philosophers would agree that it's impossible to write anything so clearly that it can't be misinterpreted. And I think we can all agree that we svara also. I mean, I don't know. I'm a teacher, so I have lots of experience of trying to say things very clearly and it was still misinterpreted. Except for the fact, if you're a teacher, you can go and you can ask and correct and have shakla vatari, etc., and in the end fix it, right? Because they'll ask you a question and said, you know. And when I just say something exhausted, he'll say, so what you're saying is that it's mutter to whatever, and I'm like, no, that's exactly the opposite of what I'm saying. But if I wrote in a book, it's always a matter of interpretation. It's not never clear exactly what the words mean, it's never clear exactly what you mean, and you can interpret anything to mean anything if you really want. And therefore, the Torah Davka, you think Torah Shabbal Peh, like it's hard to know what it means, but no, maybe Torah Shabbal Peh, it's easier to know what it means because you can explain it. And a text, especially if you willfully want to corrupt it, you can, after all, how the Christians turn the Torah into polytheism? You know? I mean, it would seem to be a very difficult challenge, but if you really want to, you can turn anything into anything. Says the Rambam a third reason, based on exactly the opposite of your Hanacha. Faryadati says, Shafila tamana mukubalo hayim achovar sefer mikodem. He says, you know, he says in the Mora, of course, even the Gemara was not written in the old days. Le'inyan ha'mesbash b'umah, because of the reason that's well known among the Jews. Dvarim sh'amar tzlucha al pe'i yata rosh lo m'ksav, because it's also right to rosh m'ksav. But he said, tachlis ha'chokhma b'das, and this was the greatest wisdom and religion that Hashem made it this way. Shubarach na'ashenov b'acharonu, because it helps save you from what happened in the end. What happened to Judaism nowadays? So in Olam Rov Hadeos, there's so many opinions, very starkim, and they get complicated. Spekos nofos washim kubas sefer. You're not sure what it means, what the written word means. Shgog and skarver lo, and you make mistakes. Shchadish and machlokes, and nasa and machlokes. Shuv and chaburas, and you make different sects. Beschadish and bilbo maismil, you're confused about what to do. Basically, once you have something written in a book, it will be confusing because you won't know what the book means. You think books are so clear? No, books are not so clear. Over the hundreds of years, you will get confused as to what it means. Avol nimsar davar kulu beis in hagadol. Ah, but won't the Torah Shabbat also be confused? No, because it's given over to beis in hagadol. He means, of course, in the old days, when there was a beis in hagadol. Kol shviyarn b'chibrein atzumudim kol shiyor lavgar Torah. The Ram says if you have Torah Shabbat peh, it'll go to beis in hagadol and they'll paskin. And then you can have a clear psak. Dvar shemichsav, it'll go to beis in hagadol and someone will say, but I don't think that's what it means in the book. You know, once you have a book, everyone will have their own interpretation and they'll be confused. If you don't have a book, but you have a Sanhedrin, then the Sanhedrin will tell you what it means. So the Rambam says, these two answers are in the Smag, obviously from Chazal. The Rambam, the Mora says, to avoid confusion in interpreting text. Whenever you interpret text, you're confused and you have machlokes. If you have Torah Shabbat Peh, then it just goes to the Sanhedrin and they tell you what pshat is. That is a good hara, meaning and taka in the end. What happened is, everyone's confused what he means, they interpret different ways, etc. So shouldn't he have known this? That's a good question, unless the answer is what he was doing was b'dieved, the best he could under the circumstances. He knew he wasn't doing l'chachilah. He was just doing, because they didn't have a beis hagadol. So he was just doing the best he could under the circumstances. He thought he would make his little truma to help as much as he could. That's the best I can answer. Anyway, here are three classic answers to, and I think they're all more technical, to why we need Torah Shabbat Peh. One is because it's too hard to write, or not hard for Hashem to write, but I guess for us to copy over and receive everything. So some of it has to be Baal Peh. Two is so the Goyim can't steal it. And three is so that instead of having confusion in machlokas and interpreting texts, you'll just have a Torah Shabbat Peh, and the Bezdin HaGadol will tell you what to do.
So why not just give us a Torah Shabbat Tav and have a Bezdin that decides how we're going to interpret it?
That is Taka A, good question. Why not just give us a Torah Shabbat Tav and have Bezdin decide, how to interpret it? Unless the answer is, because then that's back to Torah Shabbat Peh, right? Because Bezdin decides how to interpret it. You have a tradition of interpretation. And in the end, that's what Hashem did. Meaning, either it's going to be only Bechsav, or you're going to have a Baal Peh. Point is, if it's only Bechsav, everyone's going to argue how to interpret it. Once you have part Baal Peh, so whatever. How do you know how much Baal Peh? That's up to Hashem. He'll use his judgment. And it goes to Bezdin HaGadol.
Once you write these things down, they really just introduce the problem of Torah Shabbat Peh into them.
Of course, in a Hanami. What Rebbe did, and then obviously it was followed up by the Gemara, and then it was followed up and big time Bezman Hazeh. That was all Esas Shavir Tosecha. Rebbe knew what he was doing was Usher. And Ravina Rashi knew what they were doing was Usher. And everyone who writes Sfarim knows what they're doing is really Usher Al Pidin. But they made a special heter for the lesser of two evils that it's better than forgetting the Mesorah entirely. What can we do? It's B'dieved nowadays that we wrote down Torah Shabbat Peh. We really should only have 24 books, the Tanakh. B'dieved, we have these other things. What can we do? You know, we live in a B'dieved world.
When the first answer is smaggot, it would be too much to write down. What exactly is defined as Torah Shabbat Peh? Obviously, Mishnah is Gemara, but like, where do you draw the line? Is it safer that you would write? Would that be considered part of Torah Shabbat Peh?
Right, so that's what book said. Which is, what does he mean it's too hard to write down Torah Shabbat Peh? He doesn't mean like, Tefillin black halacha moshvi Sinai, like an old collect every time it says halacha moshvi Sinai in the Bar Ilan, like that wouldn't be too hard to write down. That would be a small book. Doesn't even mean Mishnah. It's also not too hard to write down. I mean the Mishnah, I don't know what's bigger than the Mishnah or the Chumash. It's not such a big book. Even the Gemara is not such a big book. You don't think 3,000 years ago, if Hashem had given them the whole Gemara, they could have written it down and copied it over. I think they could have made the effort. So what is included in Torah Shabbat Peh? It seems to be infinite. So in what way is Torah Sheval Peh infinite? So this is what Book was saying before. That at the very least, this reason, you know, there's some questions, you know, to avoid confusion interpreting text, could be. Okay, Hashem would rather have a system where it just went to a Beis Din HaGadol. The Rambam is very big on that. You're supposed to have Beis Din HaGadol, and so is the Chumash. Okay? Rather a system that just goes to Beis Din HaGadol, then have everything be Bechsav, and everyone have to interpret it. Because you always need to interpret. Fine. Something about the Goyim. Okay, possible. You know, that's also a possible answer.
Isn't it, there are two aspects to Torah Shabbat. There's the Amal Shabbat Torah, and there's the Halacha. Now, if the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave only the Halacha, then you'd have a limited, you'd have the Rif. I mean, you'd have something like the Rif, whatever. But you wouldn't have all the Shabbat Torah. And the question is whether, if the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it, so then that's why he did it. But if he didn't want it, if he only wanted
so maybe, the Halacha, maybe for the aspect of Amelus. That's also a possibility. Okay. Maybe Book can find us a marker for that. For the aspect of a Melos. But I'm running out of time. I just want to add one thing. We haven't explained the Smaggot much. What does it say? It says that it's infinite. How is it infinite if we can go to the Hebrew library and find that it's finite? Right? So the answer Book says, obviously, is that Torah Sheval Peh doesn't mean specific number of facts, right? Or a specific number of Svarim, or a specific number of Halachos. Torah Sheval Peh means?
Means that it's Onkel Rachma.
Right, means that it's a process which produces an infinite number of results. Right? After all, what is included in Torah Sheval Peh? Let's look for a second at number 9, and then maybe we'll go on to another even deeper answer. Avamar Bleibar Chamar B'Shim Reish Lakish. Everyone knows this more. Maidis Tavit, Nalachos, Luchos, Evan, Matar, Evan, Svash, Shekhasafi, Lorosam, Luchos, Elos, Erz, Edibros. Torah Zem Mikra. Mitzvah Zem Mishnah. Shekhasafi, Elon, Vimuksuvim. Lorosam, Zem Talmud. Moshe got on Har Sinai, the Mishnah, the Gemara, and everything. And some people, sort of on a simplistic level, think this means that Moshe got like the Talmud Bavli in Har Sinai with Bayin, Rava, etc. But obviously not so pashut, because look at the version of Vayikra Rava, Rabbi Shuvan Levi Amar, Valein Kol Advarim, Ksiv Kol Mitzvah Shonochi, Kol Kichol Advarim Hadvarim, the Reboy of Kichol and Kichol and Heiv Hadvarim and the Heiv HaMitzvah. Includes Mikra, Mishnah, Halachos, Talmud, Tosefos, Agodos, Fafil, Mashal, Talmud, Vasek, Asid, Lomar, Lefnei, Rabo. Right? Not a Talmud who's lackadaisical about his learning, but a Talmud, Vasek, a proper Talmud, right? An improper Talmud that Moshe didn't get in Har Sinai. That sometimes people just say shtus. But a proper Talmud, Kula, Nimr, the Moshe, Sinai. Even what the Talmud, Vasek, was Asid, Lachadish. I mean, there's an infinite number of Talmud, Vasekin through history. I mean, maybe not. Maybe history will end. But there's still a lot. That seems like a lot for 40 days. Right? Two halves of a pasuk. Well, there's no chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu knew it all on Har Sinai. Even Master Talmud Vasik was on the Chaddish. How did Moshe even know everything any Talmud Vasik would say? The answer is Pasha. The Medrash says in the Shmos Rab 11, Chikola Torah Loman Moshe, Ksiva Torah Ruchem Yeretz Midah Merachem Min Yam. Itaka is infinite. Bigger than the world and the sea. Ularvam Yom Lom Moshe, Ela Klolon Dua Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. What does Hashem teach Moshe? He didn't teach him Shas, and he didn't teach him Ritva, and he didn't teach him Kovet Shiurim, and he didn't teach him Shara Yosher. He taught Moshe the Klolim. He taught Moshe the Klolim by which you learn, and from those Klolim you could derive an infinite number of things. And that's obviously what these Gemaras who started the Smag are saying. How is it infinite? Because Torah Sheval Peh is not a collection of facts. Meaning, some people think when they go to kindergarten that the difference between Torah Sheval Peh and Torah Shebichsav is that Torah Sheval Bichsav is sentences written down and Torah Sheval Peh is sentences you memorize. But that's obviously silly. Then the difference is just do you memorize it or do you write it down Bichsav? The difference is Torah Shebichsav is a fixed text. It is what it is. Torah Sheval Peh is a process. That's the Gemara says in Chagig Yedav Gimel, right? The Torah Parin V'Ravin that says Puruvu in it, right? That is a process which can lead to an infinite number of chidushim and an infinite number of halachos. Right? It's like not a collection of facts, but a process. Obviously a process with rules. It's not a half-gedic process. A process which can produce an infinite number of chidushim. Right? Even chidushim is Torah Sheval Peh. Masha Talmud Basak Asad L'Chadesh. Every chidush is really in the Torah originally. So that's what, obviously, what the Smag meant. How is the Torah Sheval Peh infinite? It's not any books, because the Torah Sheval Peh includes things that aren't in books. But Haraya, I'll prove to you, 100 years from now, we'll have some sort of technology, and they'll need to write Shuvas about what the status of it is on Shabbos, and it's not in any of our books yet. That proves there's new things during Torah Shabbat Pad that no one knows yet, that aren't here yet, that don't exist yet, that no one could guess. But it's all really in the Torah, because you use the klolim of the Torah to generate new results. So, then maybe we could just have a new pshat into why we need Torah Shabbat Pad. And one that I think is sort of based on the Yerushalmi, perhaps, and was made famous by the Dor Revi, to those who it was made famous to, is like Dhamma Nechulim. Look at the Rishali. We don't have so much time. But first, let's go to the second paragraph of the Rishali. Halacha Beis. Sanhedrin Dalit Beis. Dini Mamanis Matam Chuli. Amar Abyane. Ilu Nitna Torah Chatuch Uloi Sol Regal Amida. If the Torah was clear, maybe it's good for it to be unclear. If the Torah was clear, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on. Matam Vaydeber Shom Moshe. Amar Lefonim Bon Shalom Hodiyeni Heyachi Halacha. Moshe said to Hashem, tell me the halacha. Amar Lech Rabam Hatos, follow the majority vote. Rabam Zakin Zaku, Rabam Chayvin Chayvu. That's the time to Sanhedrin there. They follow the majority, innocent or guilty. Kadeshi Torah Nidreshes, Mantes Fonim Tom, Mantes Fonim Torah. Hashem wanted the Torah to be unclear. 49 tainas you can make for Toma and 49 tainas for Tara. Minyan of the Gmatri with Diglo Alayava. Chino Omer Sem, Imos Tahoris, Kesat Sarfa, Allah, Lars, Mezuka, Shiva, Sayim, Omer Shemar, Evucha. Right? Hashem wanted the Torah to be unclear. Wanted to be able to be tied in different ways and vote different ways. Why would Hashem want the Torah to be unclear? Because otherwise you wouldn't have a leg. You wouldn't have a leg to stand on. Why? So, the Pnei Moshe doesn't explain fully. But let's look at the Karban HaEidah, number 14. Ilu nitna Torah chatucha locha psuka. If everything in the Torah was clear, ein lohosvein legroa midina kosma Torah, you couldn't do more or less than what it says in the Torah. V'miyashina ve'inin asu lohoros. What would be the problem with having everything bechsav? Once it's set in stone, what if the circumstances are a little different? Then you wouldn't be able to paskin. You wouldn't know what to do. You couldn't live. You couldn't have Judaism. What does he say? If everything is bichsav, then what if you have a new circumstance which didn't exist in the old days? Then you wouldn't have any halacha for it, right? If you have Torah Shabbat Peh, then every circumstance, whatever it is, you have a way to figure out the answer. If you have Torah Shabbat Chsav, if all you have is the facts, then when you have a new situation, you won't have any halacha. Judaism will just end because there'll be no halachas for the lifestyle of the 21st century because it wasn't discussed in the Torah Shabbat Chassav. And obviously Hashem can't give a Torah Shabbat Chassav that talks about the 21st century. Meaning it would have just been gibberish. And it would have been infinite because there's an infinite number of times and places. So what does the Yerushalmi say? Pashim Shad like the Korban Eidah, that the need for Torah Shabbat Chassav maybe is flexibility. Torah Shabbat Chassav is set in stone. It is what it is. And you know what? That's great for the moment it's written. And that's great for every time and place if you write an infinite amount of Torah Shabbat Chassav to cover every time and place. But since there could only be a finite amount of Torah Shabbat Chassav, it can only cover a couple of times and places. If you have new circumstances, how do you get the halacha for that circumstance? The answer is you don't. And then Judaism ends. And that's really, the Ramchal says, number 15, first let's go to 16. The Dor Revi, which is the great-grandson of Sam Sofer, he has a very nice say from Sefer Schulin, Akdomi, discussed Torah Shabbat Peh, a lot of very fascinating kedushim in Lumdus and Hashkafa, which is kedai to read. Says to me at the end, also interesting biographical notes and about the Chassam Sofer and about himself and Hashkafik and Yonim. May at the machine, Roslakim Emes Yagilach Lotta, Shemashin Nims of Pirish Torah Alpeh, I'm reading 16, the National Kosva. Why is there a Torah Shabbat Peh that originally was also to write? Who can they shalas sosa key in the door door, so it shouldn't be set in stone permanently? So literally, they chach me a door of a door, and that's to tie the hands of the Chacham, the first of the Yavanasam. You shouldn't tie the hands of the Chacham, you should give them flexibility to interpret. Because only if they have flexibility to interpret can the Torah be nitzchi, be eternal. Because the world changes. If the world changes, you can't have the exact same halacha. The Chazal needs to be able to adapt to the world. So if everything be set in stone, how can the Torah adapt to the world? If you have a process of Torah Shabbat Peh, then they can adapt it and teach the halacha as it's necessary for every time and place. For Yisrael Sefer Ksava Kabbalah, he says, the Ksava Kabbalah wanted to know why there's Torah Shabbat Peh, and why so many psukim are sort of turned on their head by Torah Shabbat Peh. He says, it's just a test to see if you're listening to the Chachamim. He says, no way. He says, that's Yafa Haisal Ashtika. It's Pashit why. It's the last three lines. Ha'emes Yishi Chachma Niflo Mechachma Zat Torah Shem Masu Lachachma Yodor Dor Peiris HaTorah Kedishi HaTorah Chayim Umas Patechlima. The Torah can develop and live. It can be a living Mesorah, so it can live for all eternity. That's what the Dor Revi says. All right, this is the Doravi, and he quotes the Yerushalmi a little later, right? The Yerushalmi says, because if you think about it, you know, let's say all we had was a book that was written from 3,000 years ago, the time of like idol worship at then, and agrarian society, etc. Lemaisa, what good would it do us? Right? I mean, the only good it would do is we'd have to interpret it and make, you know, see how to make it parallel and relevant to our days, which are ready to worship Al-Peh. So Hashem said, I can't set everything in stone, because that's only good for one time and place. I have to leave it open, I have to leave it flexible, so that in every time and place, Chazal will figure out how to apply the Torah to their time and place. That's what the Ramchal says also in 15 Adam Ararum, that every generation, Chazal have new Chidushi Torah, because Hashem knew they had to be Mescala in that generation. In every door, the Chidushim and Pivushim necessary for that door are Mescala. And I think that's really the most poshup shot in Torah Shabbat Peh. And maybe it's what lies behind a lot of the others also. That you need to, Torah Shebechzav is the aspect of Torah that's set in stone, that's inflexible, that's inflexible. And on the one hand, that looks very eternal. Right? Because it lasts forever. The same words, we read Ba'achos Lotan Timna the same way 3,000 years ago they read Ba'achos Lotan Timna, and nothing changed. On the other hand, that's not eternal at all. Because if all we have is Torah Shebechzav, then what does that tell people living in the 21st century? I mean, some cute things, but it doesn't address all of our halachic questions, all our spiritual questions, all of our philosophical questions, all of our previous questions. The Torah Shebaal Peh, the whole Chapa Torah Shebaal Peh, is that it expresses itself different in each generation and has a different way of speaking, a different answer in each generation. And therefore, real eternity is not by setting things in stone, but leaving them flexible so they'll have something to say to us in every generation. And I think that's what underlies the smog also. And go, why couldn't Hashem have just written it all? Why didn't it have to be an infinite process? Because it has to address every time and place. And I think to a certain extent that's also, you know, what underlies some of these other pshatim, that the difference between Torah Shebechzav and Torah Shebaal Peh is that Torah Shebaal Peh makes us a unique people, because we can serve Hashem, and we can really have an application of the Torah and a connection to the Torah in every generation. I just want to end with a few words about Chanukah. Chanukah is the Chag of Torah Shebaal Peh. What do you mean Chanukah is the Chag of Torah Shebaal Peh? Chanukah is the Chag of Esh, the fire. Anyone ever learn Baba Kama? Lo Harei HaEsh. What's Harei HaEsh? What's the nature of Esh? Nature of Esh. Go to the first question of Baba Kama. What's the nature of Esh? What? No, they're all Masik. That's Sadashava. Koach Acher Me'urfo. The uniqueness of Esh as opposed to every other challenge, every other factor in the world. Koach Acher Me'urfo, right? Meaning you light the fire, then something else makes it keep burning and burning. Yet, what do we paskin? Rabbi Yochum Ishlakish, we paskin Isho? Mishum Chitzav. What does that mean? Koach Acher Me'urfo. I light something, then the wind blows it, and this blows it, and this makes it burn, and that makes it burn. Isho Mishum Chitzav. But it's all as if I was directly mazik and directly lit every bit of fire. The Eish is the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the Eish, the Eish Das Lamo. Eish is Torah Shebaal Peh. Eish is Korach Acher Me'urvbo. Eish is the aspect of Torah, not Torah. Torah Shebechzav is not Korach Acher Me'urvbo. If you try to rewrite and improve Torah Shebechzav, then you're a kofer. Then you're not Bikoris. Right? That's purely from Hashem. That's Eino Holich. The Eish is Korach Acher Me'urvbo. Every generation reinterprets and makes it a little more flexible and has a new shot and sees a new direction, etc. And the Chachamim, really, they make it into new things in each generation. So you might say, so what? So it's just like people doing whatever they want? No. Ishum shum chitzav, right? The point is that that's uniqueness of Torah. Is that, yes, the Chachamim reinterpreted and used their seichel in every generation to figure out what it means for our generation. But ishum shum chitzav, that's all the kavana that Hashem originally had in the Torah. And that's what it means. Koma shatam vasik asal chanish nimsal moshe misinai. Hashem's kavana and these kvalim included, because Hashem is omniscient, included everything that Chum would say in later generations. So even though it's Koach Acher Me'urvbo, even though we change it in each generation, nonetheless, it's all Ishim Shum Chitzav, it's all the words of Hashem. It's all the Divrei Hashem, even though it's said by human beings, because it's coming from that process of Torah Shebaal Peh. And I think that's the Yisod of Chanukah. What's unique about Chanukah? Chanukah is Judaism in the modern world. Right? In Chanukah, you know what? In Chanukah, no one was in Chanukah. They were not an ancient Near East. They were not farmers trying to figure out where the rain would come from Baal and Ashtarot or from Hashem, like in Sefer Melachim. Right? They're in the Greek world. They're in the modern world. They have different philosophical challenges. Chanukah is about facing philosophical challenges that didn't exist 1,000 years ago. How do we face the philosophical challenges of Greek philosophy? How do we face the philosophical challenges of the 20th century and the 21st century? Take Torah Shebechzav. Take the Tanakh. See what the Tanakh has to say. If all you had is Tanakh, what do you say to the Misyavdin? Nothing. They beat the Tanakh, right? The Tanakh talks about why you shouldn't worship Baal and Ashtaroth and why you shouldn't like burn your kids to Molech and etc. And they're like, we have much better things in Greek philosophy than this, right? It doesn't have the answers, and it can't. Any Torah Shebichtav can't have the answers to every time and place. The koach that made us win in Chanukah is the koach of Torah Shebichtav, is the koach that Chazal have to say, you know what? We read through the entire 24 books of Tanakh, and we're not sure what the answer is to all the times of Misyavdim. Al-Pipshuta Shel Mikra. But nonetheless, in the Torah Shebaal Peh, we have Mesorah, and we know the Pnimis of the Torah, and we know that in this generation, the message of the Torah is the messages we need to fight Misyavdim. And really, it's amazing. 2,000 years have passed since then, and in every generation we have new philosophical challenges. And in every generation there's a new Taina Sheker that comes to destroy religion or Judaism or whatever it is and show that they have the new idea that saves the world until the next generation comes up with a newer one. And Judaism managed to survive. How? That's the uniqueness of Torah Shebaal Peh, because the Chacham had the insight that in every generation they could find in the Torah the message necessary to face the challenges of their door, and even though they were finding it based on the needs of their door, that's really Yishum Shem Chintza, that's really part of the Kavanah of the Torah originally, and I think it's very appropriate that Chanukah really is the Chag of Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's not coincidence that it's left out of so much of Torah Shebichtav, or so much of the Kosov, and that the miracle of Chanukah, which is not just Jewish survival against, you know, they want to enslave us, they want to kill us, etc. Jewish survival against the philosophical onslaughts of every new philosophy that comes in the history of the world is because of the koach we have of Torah Shebaal Peh, because the Torah is a dynamic process, and the Chacham of each door find new levels of truth within it, and that's why, you know, we're still here. That's what makes the Torah Shebichtav relevant. That's why we're still here ad hayom hazeh, and ad bi'as kol tzedek. And I think that that's really part of the yesod of Chanukah. It ties into many other yesodas of Chanukah that we don't have time for. And that's really maybe one of the most yesodistic answers to why we need Torah Shebaal Peh.